So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta the Shviyas, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Te'enim shel Shviyas. Shviyas, figs. Figs that have the Kiddusha of Shviyas. Ein koitze noisan. You cannot cut them with the regular fig knife. Bimukza. Mukza is a tool that's specially made to cut figs. Now, we have to explain something over here. The Torah says, Eis sefiach kitzircho leisiktzar, es in vein zirecho leisiftzar. Sefiach means what grows on its own. You're not allowed to cut it, and the grapes, you're not allowed to harvest. Does the Torah mean you're not allowed to cut it or take off the grapes in any way? After all, the Torah did say it's mutter to eat the tefuah and the peres of Shviyas. Now, if you're not going to let me cut it or take off the grapes, how can I eat it? You don't expect me to climb up the tree and just eat the grapes that way. Put my mouth to the grape. Obviously, you have to cut it. So how can the Torah on the one hand tell me not to cut it, and on the other hand, the Torah says you could eat it? And the answer is, when you cut peres shviyas, it can't be. You cut it in the same way that you would cut it during other years. You have to cut it with a shinu, in a different way. So once again, te'enim shel shviyas, when you're cutting the Shemitah figs, ein koitze noisan b'mukza, don't use the regular fig knife, avol koitze oisan b'charba, use an ordinary knife, charba lek nuloshen of cherev. So we teach the pasuk as the Batanura explains, v'es invei nizirecha loisivtzer, don't cut it the regular way, cut it in a different way. Vayter says the Mishnah, ein darchin anovin begas, also don't press the grapes of Shemitah in the regular gas. Gas is a wine press. Avol doirechu ba'areva. Rather take an areva. An areva is a keli that's usually used for kneading dough. And press the grapes over there. Vayter says in Mishnah, ve'ein oisim zeisim be'bad uvakaitev. When you're crushing the olives to get the oil out of them, don't use a bad and a kaitev. Normally, how do they press the olives? There was a heavy beam. And then to make it even heavier, they would put a large stone on top of the beam. Let's touch the words carefully here. Ve'ein oisim zeisim be'bad. You can't take the owls into the regular press or be'kaitiv and use this special beam with the rock on it. You have to do it a shinui. Avol rather, kaitishu, you can crush the olives in a keli that is normally used for this. Umachnis le baidida. Baidida is like a smaller press. That's how you get the oil out. Batanura says, Beis habad cotton. It's similar to the areva, similar to that keli that's used for kneading the dough. If you're going to get the oil out of the olives, you have to first crush it, and then you have to press it. Rav Shimon says, I'm not so machmer. The crushing and the pressing have to be done with a shinui? No. You can grind the olives in the regular gas, the regular olive press. The crushing can be done regular. When you press it to get out the oil, then you take it into this smaller press. Now I need you to do me a favor. No, don't worry, I'm not asking you to carry me with your ship across the water for it. But I want you to turn back to Masechtas Shviyas Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. Remember what we learned over there? Turn back. Let's learn that Mishnah again. Oisin, you can do malachis, betalish, with peiris that are already disconnected from the ground of Surya. Avaloi b'mechor, but you can't do malacha with peiris that are connected to the ground. What does that mean with peiris that are connected to the ground? Take a look at the batanura there, in Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. Kigan, for example, mesika means removing olives, ketzira means cutting tfuah, betzira means removing grapes. Here the batanura tells us something which is very negaya to our Mishnah. Says the Batanura, the Dafka Beshamar. This is when a person was over the halachis of Shemitah, and he guarded the peiros. Avol b'mufker. In other words, if he did what he was supposed to do, as soon as it was Shemitah, he said, Hefker, take down the gates, open it up, whoever wants, come and take my olives. No problem, come and cut the tefuah, take the grapes. Everyone can come and cut it the regular way. Not only in Syria, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter. The Tanya B'Teres Kehanim says the Batanura, Min HaShomer, if you unlawfully guarded it, Yatabaitzer, that's what the Torah says, you can't cut the grapes. Aval Atabaitzer Min HaMuvker, if it's Hefker, you can. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Why is that Mishnah saying you have to do with a Shinui? So many understand especially according to the Bat Tanur and some other Rishonim, that these halachis that you have to do it with a shiner, that you can't use a regular knife, can't use the regular press. We're talking about peiros where the Bailam were over the Din Torah, they weren't mafkarit, and they guarded it. Even though right now he changed his mind, he wants to tshuva and he says it's hefker. But peiros that were treated properly to start with, he said it's all hefker, it's Shemitah, come one, come all. And you can do whatever you have to do. You can cut it in a normal way. That's what it would appear from the Bat Tanura. But if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilcha Shmita, Perik Dala Mishnah Aleph, the Rambam says you have to do this shinoi even if you're taking it from Hefker and nothing was done wrong with the Peiros. And the Rabbeinu Tam, in Masechtas Saita, holds, no. When we say over here you can do it with a shinoi, we're talking about if he did things right, he was mafgrit to start with, but if he guarded it, you can't cut it even with a shinoi. So we have three shitas over here, okay? We have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says basically whether it's figs, whether it's grapes, whether it's olives, you have to process it with a shinoi, not in the normal way. According to the Bat Tanura, we're talking about peiros that were guarded, but if they were hefker to start with, you can cut it the normal way. According to the Rambam, even if they were hefker to start with, you have to cut it with the shinui. It doesn't make a difference whether it's hefker or whether it was guarded. You have to cut it with the shinui. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if it was guarded, forget about it. The shinui won't help. If it's hefker, that's when you would cut it with the shinui.